This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has proclaimed a day of national unity after saying he has heard Russian military action could begin on Wednesday. Meanwhile, the Kremlin is signaling it is ready to keep talking with the West about security grievances that led to the current Ukraine crisis, offering hope that Russia might not invade its beleaguered neighbor within days, as the U.S. and Europe increasingly fear. Questions remain about Russian President Vladimir Putin's intentions. However, on a last-ditch diplomatic trip, Germany's chancellor said there are no sensible reasons for the buildup of more than 130,000 Russian troops on Ukraine's borders, and he urged more dialogue. Britain's prime minister said Europe is on the edge of a precipice, but added there is still time for President Putin to step back. The U.S. State Department said on Monday American citizens should leave Belarus immediately due to the buildup of Russian troops along Belarus's border with Ukraine. The U.S. has already advised its citizens to leave Ukraine and earlier on Monday announced that it was relocating its Ukraine embassy operations from the capital, Kiev, to the western city of Lviv. Stopping short of legislation to impose sanctions on Russia, the U.S. Senate is considering a resolution in support of Ukraine as senators are eager to respond to Russian President Vladimir Putin's aggression, but differential to the White House's strategy to avert a crisis in Europe. The White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan briefed Senate leadership Monday afternoon amid fast-moving developments. President Joe Biden and Western leaders are working swiftly to persuade Putin not to invade Ukraine. This is VOA News. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau invoked emergency powers Monday to quell the paralyzing protests by truckers and other angry over Canada's COVID-19 restrictions, outlining plans not only to tow away the rigs, but to strike at their bank accounts and their livelihoods. He said that these blockades are illegal, and if you're still participating, the time to go home is now. And invoking Canada's Emergencies Act, which gives the federal government broad powers to restore order, Trudeau ruled out using the military. His government issued threatened to tow away vehicles to keep essential services running, freeze truckers' personal and corporate bank accounts, and suspend the insurance on their rigs. A drought in the Horn of Africa has killed more than 1.5 million livestock and drastically cut cereal production. And they're definitely now sitting on the brink of catastrophe, according to a senior official for the UN Food and Agriculture Organization. Ryan Paulson, FAO's Director of Emergencies and Resilience, who returned from the region, said that a very small window exists for taking urgent action. And a key is whether the region's long rains between March and May are good and whether the agency gets the $130 million it needs until June. The short rains in the region, which includes parts of Somalia, Ethiopia, and Kenya, were supposed to come between October and December, but were extremely poor, he said. And this represents the third consecutive failed rainy season with lower average rains, all of which have a severe impact on vulnerable households. Myanmar says it will not participate in this week's meetings in Cambodia. Foreign ministers from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations spreading an invitation to send a non-political representative instead of its chief diplomat. The decision to restrict Myanmar's participation reflected a disagreement over Myanmar's lack of cooperation in implementing measures agreed upon by the 10-member group to ease the country's violent political crisis following the army's seizure of power. Japan's foreign minister met in Tokyo Monday with Hun Sen's son and agreed to cooperate in dealing with the situation in Myanmar. Cambodia is the current chair of ASEAN. Pakistan is allowing a nuclear rival India to deliver tons of wheat to ease food shortages in Afghanistan. Trucks sent by Afghanistan under the deal with New Delhi will be allowed to collect wheat from India via Pakistan's Wagah border beginning on February 21st. Officials said that the Afghan trucks carrying wheat will head back to Afghanistan's Jalalabad city via Pakistan's border the next day. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.